We're doing Medrash Rabbah and Parshat Vayechi. So the Pasuk describes Yaakov's blessings to Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi, Achim. Shimon and Levi are brothers. So the Medrash says, Achim the Dina, they risked their lives out of brotherhood for Dina. The Lord Yosef, and not on behalf of Yosef, right? On the contrary, they were prepared to sell him. Klei Hamas, mechirotehim, their weapons are stolen property. Their weapons don't belong by us. He said to them, Amar lahem, akelim alalu, these tools that you used to kill the people of Shechem, Shebiyadchem, Gzulim and Biyadchem. You've stolen these tools. Going to war, that wasn't what we were supposed to do. Lemim ruim, limcheirotehim. The word mecheirotehim is a code for Esav, because Esav was the big seller. He sold his rights to the firstborn. So they used instruments which are Esav's instruments. They used instruments which are stolen property. We shouldn't be using those instruments. B'sodam al tavo nafshi. That's talking about when they plan at Shittim to go and have illicit relationships with the Midianite women. So Hashem says that will be a moment where they will rebel against Moshe. And when they come to rebel against Moshe, I don't want to have anything to do with it. And that's why when the Torah defines who was the leader who stood up against Moshe, it says it was the head of the tribe of Shimon. It doesn't say the son of Yaakov. It tells you the genealogy to Shimon, and it stops there. Bikanam al techad kivodi. When they gather, I also don't want myself to be there. That's when they gather to rebel against Moshe, the Levites. So the Medrash zooms in that Shimon and Levi, who went against Yaakov Avinu to kill out the city of Shechem, had that weakness through this period of the desert, that the tribe of Shimon tried to usurp Moshe in transgressing with the Midianite women. So the head of the tribe came and said, Moshe, who allowed you to marry a Midianite woman? And this was akin to what had happened earlier with Korach, and Yaakov was alluding to both. But when they go up to bless Hashem, there Yaakov is mentioned by the Kohanim, who are descendants of Levi. Rav Huna and Rabbi Chanina and Rav Pinchas, they all said, that's why the Pasuk says that Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kehat, Ben Levi, Ben Yisrael. It doesn't say that. When it says Korach, it doesn't say he's the descendant of Yaakov Avinu. Why doesn't it say that? Because Yaakov asked, I shouldn't be mentioned there. When they do the same rebellious act, I think, it doesn't say it here, but I think the idea is that Yaakov, in rebuking them, is giving the responsibility over to them. He's saying, you have a weakness, and I want to have nothing to do with it. I'm giving the responsibility to you. Don't mention me when it comes there, because you didn't get it from me. On the contrary, I'm telling you now to fix it. So I think that perhaps when Yaakov Avinu says, don't mention me, Yaakov Avinu is saying, because it's not my responsibility. You guys had a weakness, you guys have to work on the weakness, and I'm warning you where it will lead to if you don't. So what does that mean? Here we're talking about Hamor, who was the important man, the king of Shechem. Ikiru Shor, says the Medrash. In their anger, they uprooted Shor. What is Shor? So Shor could mean the walls of a city. Shor could mean the ox. They tried to uproot Yosef. The Medrash says another concept totally. The Medrash says the word Shor comes from the word Shura, a line. In their anger, their behavior caused lines of Gerim from coming to convert to Judaism. There were many people who would have converted had they not done what they did. But when people saw that Shimon and Levi turned back on their promise to the people of Shechem, they said, oh, so you can't trust those Jews. I'm not converting. So that Ikeru Shor, they uprooted the line of Gerim. Rav Chunya and Rav Yirmi on the name of Rav Echiya Bar Abba, they said, what does it mean, birtzonam, in their will, ikeru shor, they uprooted the ox, bishvil lasot ritzon yitzrechem, they were just fulfilling their own desire. That's a very scary line. They wanted revenge, and they didn't care the reputation it would make them, that people would no longer want to join the family of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. The Medrash is throwing the book at them. The Medrash is stressing the word birtzonam. They expressed it as though they're being zealous, they're being faithful to their sister. And the Medrash says, when Yaakov tells them birtzonam, Yaakov is telling them, don't kid yourself. It was your own desire for revenge. And with that, you allowed yourself to stop so many Gerim from converting. Arur apam ki az. Their anger is cursed, it is so brazen. So the Medrash says, Ribabain Boaknin Malechima. When he cursed their anger, he cursed them that they would have many albinos. Arur apam, they are cursed so that their anger is shown. When a person has, I assume Bohak is an albino, I'm not sure if I'm right. It says he cursed them with Bohakanin, that they should have people who have Bohak. Now Bohak is a type of whiteness in the Pasuk in Mitazria, when the Pasuk describes the blemishes. So I assume Bohakanin are people who are white, but I'm not sure if I'm right. I don't know. They explain over here that their anger will cause their bohak to go up on their face. People who are very angry, they become bohak. I don't know what bohak in this context means. Could be. I don't know. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon said, I'll tell you a mashal. A king had a son. And the king saw that a snake would bite his son. So he said, let the snake that intends to bite my son be cursed. So too, when Yaakov is coming to curse his children, he doesn't curse them, he curses their anger. He understands the snake that's going to bite them is their anger. So he's cursing the weakness that will cause them to fall. The Medrash then goes on to say, Afitzem Yisrael is talking about Shimon, that most poor people in Am Yisrael come from the tribe of Shimon. Tov. So we learned a little bit. It says in the end of the Medrash here that when the brothers saw how Yaakov was chastising everyone, they said, oh, he's into giving everyone over their head. Everyone started pulling back to the corners of the room. And when he saw that they were pulling back, so he started calling each one. And that's why we find Yehuda, Ata, you Yehuda. He's calling him back in. Because when they started hearing the rebuke and the chastising of Yaakov, everyone pulled away.